I was saving up for this Taylor guitar, and I was a junior in high school, and I still had a few months left to be able to, you know, save enough to buy it. And I go in the store once or twice a week and go sit and play it. And I knew the store owner. And one day I went in there, and this was around Christmas time. I went in there and the guitar was gone. Someone had bought it. And I was heartbroken because I'd been saving for, you know, 3 months and had another three to go. And I went home and told my dad, and he was like, "I'm so sorry, you know, surely they'll get another one." But I was like, "Man, this guitar was special. There's not going to be another one like it." Well, fast forward to Christmas morning, and there it is in my living room.
Oh.
And it was my dad who had bought it. The owner called my dad and said, "Hey, someone else is looking at this. You might want to grab it before they buy it."
Wow.
And so my dad bought it for me. And that guitar has been at every one of my concerts. It's played over 1,000 shows now. It's been in all 50 states, a few different continents, and still play it to this day.
Kind of reminds you of Ralphie in A Christmas Story, doesn't it?
Yes. You know, fortunately, there's nothing about the guitar where I can shoot an eye out. maybe if I'm changing the strings, I might poke my eye or something. But yeah.
That's great.